And essentially, it would take away non-medical exemptions for vaccines.
That non-medical exemption clause is in the state's public health code. It's for families whose religious beliefs prevent them from getting children vaccinated. But Burke tells WBFO News the exemption clause should be removed because those without vaccines are putting others at risk.
How does that work when it comes to the Constitution and religious freedom?
It is a difficult question. I think that's why the clauses were in there in the first place. But for me, and I think for most Americans, I think there's a social contract we all live by, that you have freedom of religion to practice your faith, but you don't have freedom to impose your faith on other people.
Last Friday, a state Supreme Court judge ruled in favor of the Orchard Park School District for removing two teenagers for failure to have their vaccines updated because of religious beliefs. The teens were kicked out last November. The family had moved into the district, previously attending West Seneca schools, where they were granted a religious exemption.
Yeah, I understand the delicate nature of the issue, and even the court case. I don't know the specifics of that, you know, this wasn't propagated from, you know, as a response to that case. This was already in the works. But, you know, it's as the letter to the law stands now, I presumed that person was going to win that case. She didn't win the case, but I don't know the circumstances of it, if they didn't think her religious exemption was valid. But in the end, I agree with the general ruling that, you know, you cannot use a religious exemption to harm others. I think in this day and age, it's just not appropriate. We're seeing outbreaks of measles. We should not be allowing our populations of people to suffer from preventable diseases.
There are more than 110 cases of measles across 10 states, including outbreaks in New York, and 7 confirmed cases in Rochester. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.